Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 4, 1 to 15. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 4, verse 1 to 15. Jesus knew the Pharisees had heard that he was baptizing and making more disciples than John. So he left Judea and returned to Galilee. He had to go through Samaria on the way. Eventually, he came to the Samaritan village of Sychar, near the field that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. And Jesus, tired from the long walk, sat wearily beside the well about noontime. Soon a Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Please, give me a drink." He was alone at the time because his disciples had gone into the village to buy some food. The woman was surprised, for Jews refused to have anything to do with Samaritans. She said to Jesus, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink?" Jesus replied, "If you only knew the gift God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me, and I would give you living water." "But, sir, you don't have a rope or a bucket," she said, "and this well is very deep. Where would you get this living water? And besides, do you think you are greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us this well? How can you offer better water than he and his sons and his animals enjoyed?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again, but those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life." "Please, sir," the woman said, "give me this water. Then I will never be thirsty again, and I won't have to come here to get water." My theme for reflection is a gift beyond borders. A gift beyond borders. The encounter between Jesus and the Samaritan woman at the well is one of the most captivating narratives in the Gospels. It is a story of unexpected grace, radical inclusion, and a divine offer that transforms lives. In this interaction, we see three wonderful truths. There is no distance too great for Jesus to bridge, no person too far from his reach, and no love greater than his for the lost and weary. The text begins with Jesus traveling from Judea to Galilee, a journey that had to pass through Samaria. This statement seems geographical at first glance, but John's language suggests a divine necessity. Jesus wasn't just taking the shortest route, he was on a mission. Samaria was a place Jews avoided due to a long-standing ethnic, religious, and political tension. It was a land of animosity, a no man's land. Yet Jesus intentionally crossed those barriers to meet a woman who would have been considered unworthy by the standards of her day. The setting itself, a well, symbolizes provision and sustenance. Weary from his journey, Jesus sits at Jacob's well, a location steeped in Israel's history. But his weariness doesn't stop him from engaging with someone society deemed irredeemable. His physical thirst becomes the starting point for a deeper conversation about spiritual thirst, the kind only he can satisfy. When the Samaritan woman arrives, the tension of the encounter is palpable. She's not only a Samaritan, but also a woman. A combination that would have made this interaction socially scandalous. Yet Jesus breaks through these barriers with a simple request: give me a drink. Her shock is evident. How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria? This exchange is more than small talk. In asking for water, Jesus begins to reveal who he is and what he offers. He shifts the conversation from physical needs to eternal realities, telling her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. The phrase living water initially confuses her. She interprets it literally, questioning how he could provide such water without a bucket or access to a better well. But Jesus Christ is speaking of something far greater, the gift of eternal life and the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit. He explains, everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. This living water becomes a spring that wells up to eternal life, a source of continual renewal and joy. Jesus is offering her and us something the world can never provide. Earthly pursuits may offer temporary satisfaction, but they will always leave us longing for more. Money, power, relationships, and success cannot quench the deeper thirst of the soul. The Samaritan woman, though still grappling with the spiritual implications of his words, responds with longing, Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water. Her plea echoes the universal human desire for fulfillment and rest, a desire only Christ can meet. This interaction illustrates the radical inclusivity of the gospel. Jesus seeks out a woman who checks all the wrong boxes, wrong ethnicity, wrong beliefs, and wrong moral standing. Yet he doesn't see her as beyond redemption. Instead, he engages her with grace and truth, offering her a place in God's kingdom. The implications for us today are profound. We live in a world that often divides and stereotypes based on race, religion, politics, or socioeconomic status. But Jesus challenges us to cross those barriers just as he did. His love is not reserved for the deserving, but extends to all who are thirsty for the living water he provides. As Tom Wright beautifully puts it, when Jesus is present, the world is being reborn. Every encounter is charged with the possibility of transformation. My dear friends, this passage reminds us that no one is beyond the reach of his grace, not the Samaritan woman and not us. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are there people or groups of people you struggle to see as worthy of God's grace? How can Jesus' example challenge your perspective? Number two, what are the wells in your life that you keep returning to for satisfaction? And how might Jesus' living water offer you true fulfillment? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the boundless grace revealed in Jesus Christ, who crossed every barrier to bring us the gift of living water. Help us to recognize our own spiritual thirst and to turn to you for true satisfaction. Teach us to reflect your love and compassion to those we might otherwise overlook. May our lives point others to the wellspring of eternal life found in your Son. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.